17. I invite you, I don't think we can rehash it right now, but I think a totally interesting discussion about how celebrities price their autographs and how you guys come into play there and the awkwardness of the whole thing. But check out the Facebook Live video at, I don't know, what are we, 10 minutes in here? At some point later on today. Yeah. Elijah Wood, Lord of the Rings. That's a pretty big get.
That was I wanted to have him out all the way since we started, and I kept working with different agents trying to get him booked in, and it finally landed with one of the agents, was able to get a deal done for us, and so that was exciting. I had run into him at Sundance maybe 3 years ago with my son. And I just, you know, mentioned to him, talked to his PR people there, say, hey, we need to get you out to Salt Lake Comic Con. Of course, the celebrity, whenever you meet a celebrity outside of an event like this, they're going to, you know, they're always going to just nod their heads.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. Exactly. But it, you know, it came together. So
cool.
Val Kilmer.
Yes.
I'm a Top Gun guy, like from the old school. And I think he's just awesome. And there have been some like reports about his health not being great, but
yeah.
What's going on with Val?
Well, he was silent for quite a time because he was, I don't know all the details about his health issues, although that he was quiet for a long time. And now,
like, he literally had a tongue problem though. Like that was he was quiet.
Yes. And so he's been out there, I think, the last 3 or 4 months, and he's done a few events. I think he even did a Tombstone event in Arizona, which sounds kind of fun because the movie Tombstone, which is that's probably my favorite movie that he's in.
And, you know, there's kind of a tie-in in that you've got Johnny Ringo, Michael Bane, from Tombstone as well. And he's one of my favorite characters from the movie, who was also in Terminator, Kyle Reese, playing John Connor's father.
Yes.
And we're going to be offering a photo op, a chance to win a photo op with him in just a second. But, like, he's great. John Cusack.
Yes.
I mean, one of the most iconic actors of the 80s and beyond. I know that his people reached out to you.
Yeah, and you know, the manager that booked him and has booked a lot of guests for us over time. So I don't know necessarily that John Cusack said, hey, I want to go to Salt Lake, you know, if it was he personally or just the talent or the management around him. But they did. They came to us, and I was a little passive at first. And then as I started talking to people, I realized how excited everybody is for him, and that's really what drove it. Because if you look at the lineup, it's not a Dan Farr lineup. You know, I didn't go through and say, well, okay, this is my favorite here, this is my favorite. I go around to a lot of different conventions, and I talk to a lot of people that are on the circuit to really find out who are the guests that are going to make the fans very happy, and that's how we built the lineup.
Well, and I think it says something about John Cusack, who, I don't know, I like his acting, but I'm not sure if I know him as a person, but just that he is here, I go, all right, well, this dude I could probably watch the original Spider-Man trilogy with.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he'd be super psyched to see it.
Yeah, and I think it's just cool that he's like, I want to be available to you guys, like, as fans of his work. It just seems nice.
That's the big deal here, is you do get a chance to actually meet these people that you've seen on screen for years, and you've looked up to, and the chance to actually meet them in person and have that experience or get a photo op with them. That's it's really a unique thing. And I had my first experience at these events maybe 5 to 7 years ago. And at first I responded. I thought, well, these celebrities, you know, people want to go and meet them. I didn't really get it. And then as I started seeing how excited the fans became when they met them, then it really just opened up a whole new world for me.
Just a couple more, and you can get the whole lineup at saltlakecomiccon.com. Milo, help me out with the last name, everybody.
Ventimiglia.
Yeah.
Ventimiglia, right?
I'm going to go with that one.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
That sounds perfect. Yeah.
Who was in Heroes? I watched that NBC, I guess you could call it whatever, that superhero drama, and liked it initially, and then none of the superheroes used their powers, and it was really annoying. But now he is an enormous star on a show that my wife and I watched, This Is Us. So he's, you know, really crossed over into a, you know, very mainstream soap opera type drama, which is rave reviews from everybody. I mean, he's one of the bigger stars here.
He is, and he's somebody that, once again, I went to some other events and I saw the line of people wanting to meet him. And this is before I really understood it. And it was as This Is Us was starting to get hold. You know, obviously, I thought, well, he played the son of Rocky, but that's not why people are standing in line to meet him. And I think it was also, was it Gilmore Girls? He was in that
Gilmore
too.
Gilmore Girls.
And I think that's one of the reasons why people were standing in line at the different convention there that I went to. But
so if you see some people at Comic-Con this year that are dressed like soccer moms,
yeah.
they might actually like, be soccer moms.
Yeah,
yeah, they're there to see Milo.
Yes, perfect, yes.
And then you've got your fans of Rob Schneider, who will also be there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Same people.
They've got to be the same.
They are.
Again, the whole list on SaltLakeComicCon.com. I didn't want to let you go without mentioning... There's a lawsuit, and I know you cannot, you literally cannot say anything like Val Kilmer about this lawsuit, but Salt Lake Comic-Con has sued, I'm sorry, San Diego Comic-Con has sued Salt Lake Comic-Con for the use of the name Comic-Con.
Yes.
And we know that they have not won because this is still being called Comic-Con, but the lawsuit is not over, and you're under a gag order to not talk about the lawsuit.
There's aspects of the lawsuit we're not supposed to talk about. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just think it's a great credit to the event to where they didn't make a stink when a bunch of other cities started calling themselves Comic-Con, but that Salt Lake did. I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, like it's saying that they're like threatened by it.
And I also think that Comic-Con is a thing, not their name.
Right. Yeah.
It's
right.
a thing.
Right.
Well, and I'll say this, is that I've always been a fan of San Diego Comic-Con, though. They run a great event, and so it is kind of hard. People would say, well, you're opposing them or you're competition. I never felt that we were ever competition to them. I always looked at them as a great event, and we have a great event, and we're different times of the year. There's not any overlap there. Anyway, it's disappointing to be so... involved in this, but I will say this is we're not the only ones worried about the outcome of this.
Right.
Obviously there's 100 other Comic-Cons across the nation. So yeah.